Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Happy Monday to everybody. A friend of mine, who I've actually met through the station a little while ago, probably about 7 or 8 years ago. He happens to be a Vietnam vet, cool guy. He showed up at a couple of our Commerce Casino events, which, by the way, we're having one on August 28th. So if you'd like to sign up, I don't know if the sign-up sheet is on. Well, they could check the website and see what's on the website. Is it?
They could just keep emailing us. They can just keep emailing us right now.
All right. For right now, you can email conwayshow@gmail.com and try to sign up for that. Anyway, this is a cool guy. He's like a, you know, just a normal dude, a Vietnam War vet, and probably typical of Vietnam War vets, where he's you know, hardworking guy. He's got, I believe, his own business, and does pretty well for himself. Rarely talks about his experience in Vietnam, and nor do a lot of people ask him. But he's got a great dog, and he's had this dog for about 10 years. And the dog's name is the Colonel, and he's a big military guy. And he's had this dog for about 10 years. He's not a married dude, although I think he was, and I'm not even sure what happened to that marriage. But he's got a great German Shepherd that he drags along with him everywhere he goes. When he used to come down to the Commerce Casino, that dog would be in the car. You know, he'd bring that dog in. Some of the remotes that he's come, he's always had that dog with him. He's one of these guys who, as soon as he gets in that van every day, the dog gets in the van with him. And the dog goes everywhere he goes, or else he doesn't go. You know, he goes to a party, he brings his dog. Sort of a nut that way, but I think it's pretty cool. So anyway, about 2 weeks ago, I run into this guy at Topanga Plaza out there. I guess it's called Westfield now, but I'll always know it as Topanga Plaza. And he didn't have his dog with him. And so I said, "Hey, Kent, where's the dog?" And he says, and he like, you know, he starts, you can see it. He wants to be a strong guy, but he's about to tell me a story about how his dog got killed.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, bad vibes. He owns a place up in Woodland Hills, up in the hills, and he's got like a 10-foot chain link fence on the back, so he can put his dog out in the back, and the you know, coyotes or wolves or, you know, a holes, whatever is up in the Woodland Hills won't come and, you know, attack him. Evidently, some of these coyotes got under the fence, and a couple of them got in the backyard, and they attacked his dog and killed his dog. Now, again, this guy's whole life was the Colonel. And you can't just replace a dog like that. I understand that, you know, sometimes it takes years. I have a couple of friends out in the valley, or one friend in the valley in particular, who lost his dog about 3 years ago, and he still can't talk about it. And that was another guy who brought his dog with him everywhere he went. So he told me this story about how the coyotes got under the fence, and he heard some commotion. He went back there. And they had attacked his dog and killed his dog. He tried to rush it to the hospital, but the dog died on the way to the hospital. And so I know this guy pretty well. And I know that ain't the, you know, the rest of the story. And sure enough, it wasn't. What he did after this is, I do understand it. But then again, you think to yourself, you know, it's nature. You know, stuff like this happens. But he said F it to nature. And he got a couple of his old buddies, one who used to serve in Vietnam and one who's a police officer in Southern California. And they tracked these coyotes down and killed every one of them, all three coyotes. Shot two of them and wounded one. And he probably hate me telling this on the air, but they wounded one, and he was pretty damn sure that the one they wounded is the one that killed his dog. So as the coyote was trying to limp away with only three working legs, he ran and grabbed it, took out his knife, and cut the coyote and stabbed him and killed him right there. I know, it's sort of sad, but I do understand it when, you know, a lot of these guys, a lot of these women. And I absolutely understand here in Southern California, your dog is like a family member. And I understand the intense anger and the intense sorrow and the depression that goes on when that dog years is no longer around. Either it ran away and you're, you know, you're putting posters up all over the place. And here's how you really know that a dog is loved. It used to be when I was a kid, they'd put up these posters. You know, lost dog, $50 reward, right? $100 maybe. But now it's like lost dog, and these posters are made by the same people, you know, make the Batman posters. And they're up all over the neighborhood, and it's like $10,000 reward, no questions asked, which is a lot of money to you know, a lot of people, and it will get a lot of people looking for these dogs. You know, $10,000, no questions asked, just bring back the dog. So a lot of people who have said screw it to kids have these dogs and are very, very close to them, and I don't quite understand this, but I'm getting closer. That when their dog dies, they are emotionally more damaged than when a family member dies for a longer period of time.
Jesus
and
Christ.
I used to not be able to understand that, but I'm getting a lot closer to it because I know a lot of guys who are very stable dudes who have had their dogs either killed or their dogs are missing. And it is a bad vibe. So the question for you, gang, is if something kills your dog, is it game on? Is it time to hunt down whoever did it or whatever did it and take some revenge? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, this guy who Kent out in Woodland Hills, I won't give you his last name, but he got two of his friends. One was a Vietnam vet, and they got, you know, their old fatigues on, you know, face paint and all, and went out there and found these coyotes and killed them. And they tracked them. I shouldn't say what police organization this guy belongs to. The third guy is a police officer and happens to have some experience in bloodhounds and tracking dogs. And they tracked these coyotes up through, I guess that's the Santa Monica mountain range, at night, and found all three of them and killed all three of them. But that's how serious he was. And when he put the calls into his friends saying, you've got to help me out here. The colonel's dead, and I think I know who did it. These guys didn't even ask if it was a human being or coyote. They just drove over and put a plan together immediately. And a lot of people who are, you know, animal lovers are going to say, it's just nature. You know, how dare they? You got to, you know, let nature be nature. But you have to understand, a lot of these guys consider these, you know, dogs family members and direct family members. And they treat them like children, and they protect them like their kids. And when something like this happens, the anger and the hostility that brings on, especially towards coyotes, who don't have a great reputation to begin with, then it is game on. And they slaughtered these three coyotes up in the hills. Two of them they shot to death, and then one of them, a big, like a sort of a grayish-white coyote, he had the opportunity to catch it in his hands and give him one for the colonel and stabbed this coyote to death. Let's talk to a Floyd in Irvine. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Great show.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, just want to get in here first before anyone else, let's call them hippies. I just want to say kudos to him, man. That's your dog. That's your best friend. And if the colonel could have done it himself, he would have. So he's just doing what his dog would have done in that situation. And you can't, like you say, it's like your kid. If you lose a child, the rage that guy is feeling, kudos to him. Go get vengeance for the colonel, man.
Yeah, no, I do understand the vibe there. And, you know, even though they say, well, it's, you know, it's just nature. Both are acting in, you know, very naturally. But I believe also he was acting very naturally as well and wanted to kill those coyotes.
Exactly. If the sergeant was at like a bear cub and your buddy was a mama bear, done the same thing.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And you know, I don't know if you've read about this recently, but up in, you know, because of all the fires and because of how dry it is in Southern California, they've had troubles with coyotes up in Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead, up in the San Bernardino Mountains, where they've three times over the last month and a half. They've attacked, like, infants to up to 2 or 3 year olds, and tried to drag them back into the forest, kill them and eat them. And so I think it's the same vibe for a lot of people.
Exactly the same vibe. We have to do what we have to do to protect, you know, us. Just like they would protect their kids, we got to protect ours.
I understand that. All right, buddy, thank you for calling, Floyd. Brian in Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM. When your dog is injured or killed, is it game on, dude?
Doing good. Just calling in to say I agree with what that guy did. I have no problem with, somebody hurts my dog, I'm hurting them just like that guy did, whether it be human or animal. I totally agree with it. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Has that happened to you?
Actually, something similar. I had a guy get mad and kick my dog, thinking it was the right thing to do, and without even thinking, I jumped up and punched him in his face and knocked him out.
Is that right?
You know, it's one of those things, like, that dog is, just like everybody's saying, he's my best friend, totally like a family member, been with him, like, every day for years, and to see somebody kick him in front of me, there's just no questions asked, there was no talking, it was just punch in the face.
All right, buddy, thank you for calling. I have a friend in the Valley, who I referenced earlier, and his dog came down with cancer. He had his dog for quite some time, probably about 15 years, and his dog came down with cancer. And he quit work and would take this dog down to Orange County for cancer treatments and sleep in the van at night and then go in with the dog in the morning, go through chemotherapy, and then go back and sleep with the dog, you know, in the van. And you still can't talk to him about his dog. He still gets very emotional. And this is probably 5 years, 5 years later. So I do understand the vibe there. Let's talk to Jackie in West Hills. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi. Hey. I lived in the West Valley and West Hills up against the Chatsworth Reservoir my whole life, and I've always dealt with coyotes, and I think people that live in those areas have to realize that they're, you know, close to nature. And I had a cat. I mean, I don't have a dog, but I had a cat that I had for 16 years that, you know, was very savvy, would sit on my car, and the coyotes would come up, you know, up and down the street. And in the end, he was very weak and frail, and, you know, he disappeared one day, and I'm sure the coyotes got him, and I feel like it's kind of circle of life. It's not that I didn't love my pet, but I live in an area where there's wild animals, and yeah.
There is a big difference between a cat and a dog, and I hate to be so callous and say that, but I've had cats before and I've had dogs before, and there's, you know, cats are they're great, but you never really get to know a cat like you do a dog. You know.
Well, you do.
Cats are very, very independent. They come in, they eat, they drink, they puke on your carpet, and then they go outside.
Well, they do all those things, and dogs do a lot of those things too. But you know, I feel bad for the coyotes, and maybe they need, you know, anger management, classes instead of, you know, going out and killing a wild animal. It's not going to solve anything.
Wait a minute. So the coyotes need anger management, or the guys that killed the
coyotes?
No, the
guys that killed them, that they were so, you know, pent up with aggression that they had to go out and, you know, stab it in the stomach like a boar when they're out fight, you know, hunting in the woods.
Yeah,
but
Donna, you have to remember, these guys are Vietnam veterans.
Well, maybe they need their own training, you know.
I don't know. All right, but thank you for calling. I'm not going to judge these guys. That's what they had to do. And, you know, they've seen a lot of crap in their lives, and something took somebody away from them that they loved, and the guy had to make a move, you know, had to get out there. I'm just surprised that they didn't come across, you know, I mean, they're out there, you know, trying to track these coyotes down. And they found him up in the Woodland Hills, and I can't think of the street that they were up. I think it was off of Topanga, or up near Louisville High School up there. But it was up in the Santa Monica mountain range. because his place backs right up to like like a Mulholland up there. And so tracking these coyotes through this pretty dense, you know, foliage up there, I'm surprised they never came across anybody or LAPD wasn't called, because there are three guys out there with one bloodhound trying to track down coyotes. And if you've ever been in that valley in there right after Mulholland, between Mulholland and the ocean, it's very quiet at night, and you could absolutely hear if there was somebody shooting two coyotes and then stabbing another one to death. But the guy had to make a move. You know, his dog was killed. Let's talk to Scott in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, all right.
I love the show.
Thank you,
sir. And I've been in a kind of a different situation. I do canine for the United States Marine Corps, and I ended up having a German Shepherd that was adopted out to a family in San Diego that was trying to use him for dog fighting. Well, come home from my third tour in Iraq to find out that he was beaten with a hose, not fed, put into dog fights, and he was a bomb sniffing dog.
Wow.
So I ended up going over to the family's home and pulled a weapon on him and, you know, didn't pull the trigger, just wanted to scare the crap out of him. And, you know, I ended up doing 30 days in county jail for it.
Is that right? But it was probably worth it, though.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it was. I mean, this dog got me through two tours. He was that, you know, kind of that dog that was always there for my unit. And
did you find the dog?
Actually, I have the dog now.
You took him away from these people.
He was taken away from the family. And then they told me about it. And, of course, you know, this is my boy. And, you know, I went over there. And I can honestly say, you know, a little bit I overreacted. But, you know, when I look at it, you know, everybody runs off emotion when it comes to their pets.
Yeah.
They are a family.
You know, I don't know all the details of the story, but I can't agree that you overreacted here.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, it's, I've been in the Corps for coming up on 12 years, and luckily, you know, the Corps kind of was like, you know, hey, we would all do the same thing.
Right.
You know, didn't get anything on my record or anything like that. It was
that's
the
good.
Fact that, you know, hey, you know, you kind of scared the crap out of the people, and they ended up actually getting 5 years in prison for running the dog fighting ring in San Diego.
Oh, good. Excellent.
So yeah, but
now, anyway, how is the dog now? Is he healthy?
You know what, Rocky, he's pretty much, because with me, I'd Camp Pendleton a lot.
Right.
He stays with my parents. Right now, he's probably sleeping on the couch eating a burger.
That's great. How old is he?
He is 7 years old.
Oh, that's fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Now, where, and you said he got you through 2 years of two tours of duty. Was that in Iraq?
That was in Iraq. We were in Fallujah, and then also we were in Mosul during my second tour, and at that point, he's an EOD dog.
And how many soldiers do you think he saved by sniffing out bombs that could have killed him?
You know what? My unit, we're usually the first ones in my unit, I know there's 45 of us. So he goes through, and with an EOD dog, he is not the type to have the aggressive nature. His job is to sniff out the chemicals for the bombs and, you know, let me know so that way we can defuse the situation.
And how many times were you able to defuse the situation?
Pretty much every single time, because he'd get within about 20 feet. Closest he ever got to one was actually, it was literally right underneath his nose, and he literally sat in front of a grenade that was attached to a wire.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you talking about 10 times, 20 times, 100 times that he's...
Probably around 20 times.
Jesus, man. That is fantastic.
And, you know, he's, like I said, you know, he's one of those dogs, and he becomes a part of the family. I mean, whenever we go to unit barbecues, he's right there with us.
Well, you know what? That family that trained him to fight and was whipping with the hose and not feeding him, they're pretty damn lucky that the whole unit didn't show up.
Well, that was the big situation with my unit, was because they were telling, you know, I had a bunch of guys that would come visit me in, you know, lovely San Diego County.
Right.
Tell me, like, hey, you know what, why didn't you call us? Because we'd be right here with you.
Yeah.
You know? So.
I absolutely understand that, buddy. And we all, you know, I know that you think that, you know, we say this just because we're on the air, or people say this just because, you know, they're in their car and they, but we really do thank you for your service, man.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You know, I'm originally from North Carolina, love it out here in California. Found your radio show. I mean, you can't stop the guys from listening to Donald Pendleton. We go through live stream on the computer. And Arsenio Hall Knights are one of the best.
Oh, excellent.
Well, you go, dog.
I'll tell him.
All right.
Hold on 1 sec. We're going to give you something here. 1 second, buddy.
Okay.
I think you can take your dog to this as well. Although, check with him. A pair of tickets to the 2008 Orange County Fair going on through Sunday at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. Go to ocfair.com for tickets. There you go. All right. Your dog is killed or your dog is injured, and you know the people or you know the animal that did it. Is it game on after that happens? Let's talk to Taylor in Vermont. You're on 97.1.
Hi, Tim.
Hey.
It is absolutely game on, and I don't own a gun. I don't believe in it, but I would purchase one, and I would hunt that animal down, and if I had to spend whatever time in jail, I would absolutely do it.
Yeah,
I had a dog eat my cat when it got out. The babysitter let it out.
Oh, boy.
And we got home from dinner, and the cat, and Akita, had jumped a huge fence, and the cat was just, you know, you can imagine. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if I could have gone over there with a shotgun, I...
What was it, the next-door neighbor's dog?
It was the people in our backyard.
Oh, I see. Oh,
so, geez. You know, we went through, you know, complaining about it, and... But the laws protect people, you know, like that, but... If I could go and kill, I'd kill.
Yeah.
And I would feel not one bit bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, the women back east are a little different from the women out here.
How's that?
Where the women back east will kick the crap out of you if you hurt their family or their, you know, their friends or their dogs or cats, whatever.
I
think the women on the East Coast are tougher than the women on the West Coast.
Maybe, but this sounds terrible. I feel terrible saying it. I have a 20-year-old daughter, and I probably would be more likely to kill the person that harmed one of my animals than I would. She can fend for herself now.
Right.
They don't know better, you know. And
it sounds like the teen years were rough on you.
No, actually, they were pretty good.
Not on her teen years were rough on you, your daughter.
A little rough, yeah.
Yeah.
A little rough.
drugs and guys, wrong guys and stuff like that.
No drugs. They're pretty, she stuck pretty close to the vest, and that was kind of a pain.
Oh, I see. She stayed around too long.
Oh, Lord.
When did she move out? How old?
She moved out after a year in college.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Well, she didn't move to college. She didn't stay on campus, let me tell you. We were disappointed about that. But
yeah. Were you starting to pack her bags when she turned 17 and a half?
Yeah, pretty much. We were looking for boarding schools when she was three, but it didn't, you know, that didn't work out. She didn't like that idea too much.
Right.
She wanted cookies.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's the same with my daughter. She likes those cookies,
they
man.
Love cookies,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now I get cookies?
Yes,
that's
easy,
right.
Baby. All right, Taylor, we thank you for calling.
Thanks.
All right, take care. There she goes, everybody, all the way from Vermont. All right, a friend of mine whose dog was killed by a coyote, he got his buddy who was also a Vietnam vet and another buddy of his who's a police officer, and they tracked these three coyotes down and killed them. Two of them they killed with a gun, and one of them they wounded. And then the guy who owns the dog, Kent, went up and stabbed that dog, or that coyote, to death. Did they do the right thing? Is it time to, time to take a revenge when those dogs are killed? Jonathan in Lake Forest, John, 97.1, how you doing?
Yeah, I can't believe the bloodlust of these people. You know, equating a dog with a family member is just outrageous. You're putting a dog on the same level as your son or daughter.
Well,
I don't, but I
understand people that do. And
they can be replaced, Tim.
I know, but do you have kids?
No.
You don't have kids. You have dogs?
I had dogs when I was a kid.
Right.
And you know, they, I loved
them. You really have to have an adult.
I loved them quite a bit, but not to go and murder another animal that's doing what it's supposed to do in nature. They get hungry, they get thirsty,
right?
And they're gonna, if they see your kitty cat or they see your puppy dog, yeah, they're gonna go for it.
Yeah, I don't think that. How old are you?
40.
40. Yeah, I think you really have to have a dog as an adult to understand where these guys are coming from. I had dogs when I was a kid as well, and it's a little different.
A dog is a dog, and a cat's a cat.
I don't know, man.
We live in an area where there's thousands and thousands of coyotes, Tim.
Yeah, that's why.
You can't encourage these maniacs with guns to go and start shooting in our neighborhood.
I'm not
Tim,
encouraging. I'm saying I understand it.
Next time, it's not going to be a coyote. Next time, it's going to be a person. And we can't encourage these maniacs with firearms to start shooting in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
I don't consider them maniacs. I consider them probably more stable, and especially my buddy up in Woodland Hills, more stable than 99% of the people I've ever met in my life. So to call them lunatics or crazy is a little out of control. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If your dog is killed or if your dog is beat up, is it time to take action? Let's talk to Jeremy in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I just want to say, I understand how your dogs are your good buddies and everything, but I think that's a little much, man. I think it's a little kind of on the crazy side.
Well, what's crazy about it?
Hey,
Bubba, I got to press on. You got to put some thoughts together and then pick up the phone. To just say these guys are crazy and then not have anything to support that is a little time-consuming, a little annoying. Let's talk to Dave in San Bernardino. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Hey, how are you?
I'm hanging in. No, I totally agree. Like, I have two dogs of my own. I moved here from Chicago about 2 years. I almost got carjacked right there on it's a little like bad neighborhood in San Bernardino. My little pug jumped out of the car and attacked four guys while I was getting carjacked. But right. I see it also first like hand all the time. I'm a dog groomer.
Right.
And I get people who threaten me like before anything's even had, they'll come drop their dog off and they'll be like, "I swear to God, if anything happens, I'm gonna beat your ass." Like. And it's like, seriously, like, I see where they're coming from. Like,
right.
If it was my dog and I had the means to go into the hills, I'd totally kill every coyote I could find. Not even the ones that just kill my dogs, just, you know, I mean.
Right. And you know what? I actually understand people like you and people like my friend who did kill the coyotes. I relate to you guys much more than I relate to guys who say, you know, like the guy who called us from Lake Forest saying that you guys are lunatics.
Well, I mean, you gotta remember, these are animals that put their lives on the line for you. Like, you know, they choose to stay even though they don't have to. They're intelligent animals, like, and they're willing to put their lives on the line to help you. I think it should be the other way around itself.
I think you're absolutely right. And that's why whenever you see a police dog that was either murdered or killed in the line of duty, they give it a service and a funeral as if...
Yeah, you get the triangle flag and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I mean,
you
as if it was a regular police officer. And guess what? It is a police officer. And the emotional trauma that goes along with a police dog being killed, especially the person who trained that dog and the person who lived with that dog, is almost beyond belief what they go through.
And like I said, my little dog, I mean, like, I got into a position where, like, four guys are beating the crap out of me, and my little 22-pound dog, like, jumped out of the car and started attacking whoever was kicking me. You know what I mean? Like, it got me enough to distract them enough where I could, you know, put the car into drive and, like, kick the guy out of the car. But then, I mean, even in that case, like, the police drove by, saw me, like, long story short, I ended up busting their back window out with a golf club and stuff, raving like I'm bleeding out my mouth, raving like a lunatic. The San Bernardino police wouldn't even help me, but my dog's still sitting there like trying to bite the car tires and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
That's the kind of loyalty that, you know, that makes people do this. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If somebody kills or injures your dog, or especially if it is a coyote or a predator like that, is it time to take matters into your own hand? 520-9710, 888-520-9710 is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.